two, but we felt that we would move ahead with this to staff one and see where we go, and then perhaps either through legislative action for funding may be something we'll look at in the future.
Thank you, Mr. Beck. Any other comments by board members?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Rigby?
Was the discussion made concerning the other issues that we discussed with the Idaho water users?
Yeah.
Obviously including the issue of further amendment to the rules and clarifying the requirement of forfeiture not be undertaken by the department.
Mr. Rigby, the forfeiture situation was brought up, and in discussing it with Kelly Keene and we determined that they didn't spend any significant time on the forfeiture issue. That wasn't what was taking the time, so we really didn't delve into that. Mr. Beck?
Yeah, Mr. Rigby, I might also mention that Monica brought forward that whenever she sees even a what's the wording that you used in a part of the adjudication?
Partial
decree, that she doesn't even look at forfeiture. So we felt very comfortable with what the department was doing, was well within the realms of not only jurisdiction but responsibility, and as such that ended the discussion on the forfeiture. Norm did say he was going to take that back and through the water users discuss it further, but for subcommittee purposes, that's all we discussed.
Well, Mr. Chairman, obviously, since Monica's been in there, things probably have changed, but I can guarantee you that was not the issue before. At least that's not the representation that was made to me by me. I don't have a problem with this. I will just tell you I will work actively toward removing that in the other forum.
Who's joined us?
It's Terry Euling.
Mr. Euling, welcome. Would you like to take the meeting over, sir?
Gary, in this case, I'm going to have to pass on that.
Okay.
I may get pulled out, so I just want to make sure that you're running it in case I've got an issue I may have to get jumped on. So
you want to make sure that I'm doing a good job, Mr. Euling.
I'm sure you will.
Mr. Chairman, for the purposes of this meeting, I would certainly move that we accept the resolution that's before us.
It has been moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Mr. Chase has seconded it. Mr. Euling, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Given that, can we? Okay, Mr. Patton is going to go ahead and read it. Seems as both of you do not have it in front of you.
Right. Because it was sent out this morning via email, some of you on the phone may not have it in front of you, so we should read it into the record so you know what you're actually voting on. Before the Idaho Water Resource Board in the matter of amending the Water Supply Bank Rules, whereas the Idaho Water Resource Board has adopted Water Supply Bank Rules ID IPA 370203 as considered necessary to carry out the purposes of Section 42-1762 Idaho Code. And whereas on July 23, 2010, the board passed and approved a resolution authorizing the director of the Department of Water Resources to initiate the rule amending process for the board. And whereas the July 23, 2010 resolution specified that the water supply bank rules be amended to impose a lease application fee of $250 per water right and to increase the rental fee percentage retained by the department from 10% to 25%. To provide sufficient funding to process water supply bank leases and rentals. And whereas the board has reconsidered the appropriateness of the proposed fees, now therefore be it resolved that the board still authorizes the director of the Department of Water Resources to proceed with a rule amending process for the board. Now therefore be it further resolved that the rule shall include a lease application fee of $250 per water right. However, for lease applications involving stack water rights on the same parcel, the lease application filing fee shall be capped at $500. Now, therefore, be it further resolved that the rule shall reflect that the rental fee percentage retained by the department shall remain at 10%, dated this 19th day of November 2010.
And there is one typo in the second paragraph from the bottom. Now, therefore, it's got two, an E where it shouldn't be.
It does. We'll get that fixed.
Okay.
On the final copy. Thank you.
Brian, this is, or Ms. Patton, this is Terry Ewing. A couple things. A, I did get the resolution, so I appreciate it by email. And I'm okay with the language, just a question. Should it be, shall be capped at $500, or should be, however, for lease applications involving stack water rights in the same process, the lease application filing fee shall be $500?
Mr. Holman.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ewing, we've worked on some of that language and how it would go into the rule. We're proposing $250 per water right up to a maximum total of $500 for overlapping water rights which have a common place of use or a common diversion rate or diversion volume.
Okay.
All right. Happy with that, Terry?
I am. That helps out. Thanks, John. You're
welcome. Mr. Rigby?
No, I'm good with that. Right. Like I say, the other issue I'll deal with the legislature.
Any further discussion? With that, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Can. Mr. Rigby?
Aye.
Mr. Chamberlain?
Aye.
Mr. Chase?
Aye.
Mr. Beck?
Aye.
Mr. Graham? Present. Mr. Alberti?
Aye.
Mr. Ewing?
Aye.
Mr. Cuddy, not present.
With that, gentlemen, that motion, the resolution passes. Is there any other business to come before us?
Mr. Chairman, I did just receive a message that Director Spackman wanted to be here this morning but had car problems, so he apologizes for not being able to be present for this meeting.
Hearing no other business to come before us, this meeting is adjourned.